We know the Gemara a little bit, but the Rambam, as we haven't learned. Watch this. Four Shuris for Shabbos. Okay. Im hukaf ledir, medina mukeves chomash ad al sosel, nin olos balayla, keep that in mind, umavuos, sheshem shlosh ekson, etc. kulam shus yachad gemurah. What does he require over here? Mukafas choma, plus sosel, nin olos balayla. Il mole, din olos balayla. Sounds like a biochon, right? Sounds like he's a machmer over here. This is in Perek Yud Dalet. Perek Yud Zayin. Say over here. Shnei Ksolim, Mishra Sarab, Ma'am, Ovim, Beneyem, Kesen, Machshir, Beneyem. Also, Delosus Mikan, Delosus Mikan, V'chakach Yaseh, Beneyem, Mishra Sayochid, V'ein Hot Tzorich, Linon, Delosus Balayla, Abot Tzorach, Sheruyos, Linoel, Rabbi Nishal Olam, Heri Paskins, Sanaf, Taruyos, Linoel, Astira Galuya, Tinus Psak, and Perek Yudal, Alocha Aleph, in Perek Yud Zayin, Alocha Yud. It's Chazer Estira. In Perek Yud Dalet, he paskins, you need the Nolos Balayla to Rishus HaYochid. And here in Perek Yud Zayin, he paskins, it's enough to have Ru'uyos Lihi Noel. Is the Estira clear? That's our job today, is to try to tackle the Estira. Sorry we started a little bit late, but we'll try to make up the time. Okay, we're just trying to, that's our job for today. We're not going to go too any further than that. Just trying to figure out this Rambam, and of course the ramifications of the Rambam are very significant. And once again, of course, I'm one of the Svaram and Otzer Rechachma. But okay. I just want to look it up later on. There's a whole simon on this. Yes, sir?
Is it possible with a simple answer? I don't know
either. I'm looking for the simple answer. Simple answer, the better.
Is that he's talking about Shesayachin in the first one, and here he's not talking about making it Shesayachin? Make it Shesayachin.
Again, here he says what? Here he says, what is he saying? Yasa b'nei Shesayachin. Here's Shesayachin. Right? You want to make a Rishus HaYochid? Halacha Yud. You're talking Rishus HaYochid over here. Let's go look at the two tabs. I can't have a split screen, but I can go back and forth. I think that's what I learned how to do. What does it say over here? It says, where I lost it over here? Yeah. Medina Mukevis Choma Shadal Soseh Ninolos Balayla da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Rishus HaYochid. Implying that if it were not losses mulos balayla, it would not be Rishus HaYochid. Let me show the Rashbis. It's not my kasha. The Rashbis is the kasha. Don't trust me for anything. Klal go. You have to learn these in Yom. You know for sure you'll never trust me. The Rashba.
Maybe
he talks about this too, right? He has this kasha. Oh, that's all the Rashba. Davava Mebeis. The Rashba asked this kasha. You have to let me find Rambam here on the screen, gentlemen. My eyes are not so good. Where's Rambam? Can you ask a Rambam? What's this? The Kachanai the Machach Delos Ruyos Lino Afapi Shenanelos. Ani Tomea! He says he needs two losses. And look at his Zion. Shnei Ksolom Shtiram, the Omnov and Benang, the Machach Benang, the losses Mikan, the losses Mikan. V'chakach yaseh v'shus ha'yochid v'yitzol lino losa v'dilos v'yitzol lino v'yitzol lino etc. Hine yarav zal sova shlo amidu b'raisa b'vavosim v'fuloshim v'shus ha'rabim. No. Elim v'shus ha'rabi yochanan. Holav de rabi yochanan b'raisa v'yitzol v'shus ha'rabim gemura kapashta. And he holds you don't pass the rabi yochanan. Kerbaloza talmido kano diyacha kochosho mechitzis. Fine. Aiz the Talmud doesn't make a difference. He passed like Hananya. Yeah. Who needs the losses? Chanan is enough to have delas mikan, v'lechi v'koro mikan sagile. Old tzorachin. You're saying you don't need any losses, etc. Oh, of course, a third Rambam. Sorry, a third Rambam. Perik Aleph and Echazerim. Medina shimukev eschol gavah asher tzorachin. יש עוד לוסס ננעולוס בלילה, כול רשוס היוחד בין תורת כאן. אבל ננעולוס בין רבי יוחנן. הסטיון רמב״ם, he had a third רמב״ם, it's the same קשה. In one place the Rambam says enough ruyus lenol, and in two other places he says you need ninolos mamish. So that's the kasha. So he's starting to say that the Rambam, when he says it's enough to have ruyus lenol, is not discussing rishus harabim proper, but rather maybe he's saying, watch this. Ule mashakasa, shnek solim mishusarabim, haine mavos hamafuloshim mishusarabim. That's the Rashi's teretz. If it's mishusarabim proper, losas nulas balayla. I, one place that's enough to have ruyas lino, that's referring to a case of mavul. It doesn't say, it's not what the Rambam said. The Rambam didn't say those words. Yesh laham is a Rambam, in that kind of a case. You with me so far? That's the teretz of the Rashi. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, the problem is, that the Rambam himself discusses that case of Mavos and the Flush of Shrab with a different conclusion. Let's take a look. Perek Yitzayin, that's the first Rambam. No, this is Yitzayin. Hech matir and Mavi Mavulash, also Tzuras Pesel Mikan, Velecha Kor Mikan. So what are you telling me over here, Locha Yud? Shtek Sam Shusarab. Means Blas Mikan. That means Mavi Mavulash. That's ridiculous. It's against Halacha Gimel. It can't be. The pshat can't be. So let's take a look in the Mishkan of Yaakov and see what he has to say. Can we get this hand? We're here right now. Shut Achor. A lot of mems. What? Start again. They don't have Mishkan as Yaakov? This is mind-boggling. They don't have a Chut Mishkan as Yaakov? Am I missing something? Is it correct? I'm not. This is insane. One of the Gedolei Achronim. It's crazy. Maybe some technical stuff. He's like copyright. I don't know what. I'll tell you what he says. Unbelievable. It was reminiscent of yesterday's shiur. Remember yesterday's shiur, we had a ritva and an orach ha-shulchan. Remember all that stuff? Is there another way in, another way out? Says the Heilige Mishkanes Yaakov that the Rambam in the Yuzayin Yud, who's Mekil, is referring to a case where there's another way. There's another, what he calls Derech Acheres. Derech Acheres. Derech Acheres. So it's Derech Acheres. Then it's not considered to be a full Rishus HaRabim, as the Aruch HaShulchan said, the Ritvar seems to say before him. And there it's enough to have what? Dlosas Haru'uyos Lino. You do not require Dlosas Nulos Balayla. Now, there's a Gemara on Daf Ches Amad Aleph. Open to the Gemara, please. Ches Amad Aleph. See the Gemara. I was bothered by this Gemara. Like, I feel bad I can't show it to you inside. I feel very bad. But I was not, this is not predictable. Okay, Chesam and Aleph. The whole discussion here in the Sugya, Sag Gemara, we're discussing various cases. The things go. I can't go into the whole Sugya, Sag Gemara. But the Mishnah Sakev asked the Kash against him, his own pshat. Gemara has various discussions of Shitas Rav. Look, you'll see Rav. Why didn't the Gemara say that the it's hard to explain this to you, but be kufi here. The Gemara should have suggested, and here on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, this Chiddush, that if you have a situation of Derech Acheres, it's enough to have losses or ruyos lino, and you don't need a delos proper. What's worse is, the Rif and the Rosh all say the same thing. Don't say anything about this Derech Acheres. And the Rambam, it's impossible, this pshat. Rambam passed at the Chachomim, the Beferish. The Mishnah Yaakov is saying, the Rambam passed at Rabbi Yehuda. And the only time, that's why he requires blus and linolus in two places. And the only time that he says it's enough to have rias linol is in this new case, the new kimta, where it's the derech acheres. It's against the Rambam and Pirush and Mishnayis. Pass like the lochan like the chachamim. Okay. So now he has another, that teretz number one is very shvet. He has another teretz, Mishnah says. So at the very beginning of Kuf Chaf Aleph, the very beginning, another teretz. Take a look at Moshe and Chav Beizim at Beis. Chav Beizim at Beis. The Gemara seems to say, it's a machlokas ha-tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, with the Oshyabim and Mavatlem Bechitz. He says, no. Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that Osi Rabbim and Mavatlem Bechitzta when there's no Derech Acheres. Why? Because it's Mosul Rabbim. It's all Sukkot Sigmar, Mosul Rabbim. The machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, is how you define Mosul Rabbim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Pasi Biroz is called Mosul Rabbim. And according to the Rabbanan, Pasi Biroz is not called Mosul Rabbim. But had it been Mosul Rabbim, Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, Osi Rabbim and Mavatli Mechitztis, as the Mishnah Yaakov. It's answer Toysis Kasha. Toysis the Kasha over here, Tos Dibra Maschil, Dilma. Right? The question becomes, according to Rabbanan, all of Eretz Yisrael should be a Rishus HaYachid. Toys of the Shver Teretz, Bidei Shamayim, Kule Hai, Toys of Rosh, all kinds of Pshat. No. He's referring to a case where, in which it's only one way in and one way out. Even Rabbanan agree, Osi Rabim, Umavatne Mechitzta. Shoy. That's Rama means. In Perig Yud Zayin, Rabosai, watch this. It's all part of the second Teretz. Halacha Lamed Gimel. What does it say? Talk about Pasi Biros. What does it say about Pasi Biros? It's Pasi Biros. It's Mutter, we say, Bibika, in front of a Bika. Right? And it's not a Be'er. Doesn't make a difference, it works anyway. What's Rosh Hashanah Yochid anyway? I feel like a Rabbin Bokim, Be'ovim, Be'na Pasim, Lo Bit Lo Mechitzis. You know why? It's in a bika, and people can walk any way they want. Any way they want. Because there are many ways to go. The problem with this Mishnah Siyagav is twofold. Number one, he made up a chiddush which you don't find in the Rishon. I mean, the Ritva is something along those lines, but he took it to another extreme. More than that, he's saying that the Pashup Shanding was Rabbanan hold, it's always Mutter. Once you have Shem Dal Mechitzis, we never hold Rabbanan about the Mechitzis. It comes along the Mishnah and says, no, they're Moider, in a case in which there's only one way, Mosul the Rabbim, very difficult. The Rabbim says the word Bika. No. Bika means there's no Be'er. Pasei B'rot to a Matafer, all the regalim for a Be'er, even there's no Be'er. It's still Rishus Yochim and Doraisa. The Be'er's not going to affect Rishus Yochim's task on the level of Doraisa. Come on. And when he says the Rambam kechatzeros, what he means is bekias rabim. Rabbi Yehuda would answer it. We pass it against him. It's the pirush of Mishnayos. So therefore, his teretz laniyas died the Mishnah. Both terutzim are very shver. The better teretz, I believe, is better. I'm not saying the best. He had a darshan vazich. But the next teretz after the two of Mishnah Siyagel go up, begin with Kuf Chafad. Look at both. Divrei Yecheskel. Says the Yecheskel, if the door is closed at night, it's a mechitza d'oraisa, it's a reshus ha'yochid mamsh. Ruya lino, it's not closed at night, says the Heliga, Dibri Yecheskel, you're allowed to carry there. Why allowed to carry there? Since you have the ability to lock the doors, you don't do it, but you can. It's no longer Mosul Rabim. It's no longer Rishus Rabim. You know what it is? It's a caramelis. Caramelis means neither here nor there. Caramel, Rashi, neither here nor there. Neither raw nor cooked. It's neither here nor there. Caramelis. Normally caramelis you're not allowed to carry. So they said the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, if you have a delos, a royal lino, will allow you to carry, even though strictly speaking it's a caramelis. But he says Rishus HaYochid. He said, what's he talking about? The Rambam said, "Be fairish and perigizayin alocha yud." It's a Mishus HaYochid. How could he say it's a Karmelis? That's what's bothering him. Says the Divrei Yechez, I have another place. Look at the Lach HaBeis. Look at the Lach HaBeis. Heich Matirim Abri Sosum. Make a Lechi or a Korah. Right? But Yechashiv also Korah, also Lechi. Kilu Sosum Ruach HaVis. V'yasi Mishus HaYochid. What? Rabbi Hal Korah's Mishum Heker. Korah's Mishum Heker. Only three walls. Yemutal Tatl Makulo. Shedin Torah, Bishalosh Mechitzes, Bilvad Mutal Tatl. Yeah, very nice Mutal Tatl. But what, who knows what three walls are according to the Rambam? Karmelis. So how can he call it Rishis HaYochid? Says Debbie Chasli, he used the word loosely. Rishis HaYochid means that even though it is a Karmelis, you're allowed to carry in that particular Karmelis. He used exactly the same thing over here. He used the word Rishis HaYochid in Aloha Tess. Mavishach Shir Bekora, Afa Bishabutal Talal Kulo, Kirisha Sayachit, Ki, Hazorak, Betochel, Shizaram, the Mishizaram, Betochel, Potter, Shakor Mishim Heker, Yasuya, right? And there's no fourth wall. And according to the Ram of three walls, is only a Karmelis, the Ferish. So use the word, Mishizayach to mean a Karmelis, which Chazal say, you're allowed to carry. Who said so? Yeah. Let's look on links. Links. Magad Mishnah. What does he say? He says, "Das Rabbeinu, Din Torah Shekol Sheyesh Shalosh Mechitzul Karmelis, Fin Mukshe Bekara, Mukshe Bekara." For Biati, Rosh HaPerek. Let's Rosh the Rosh HaPerek. He's quoting himself in Rosh HaPerek. What does he say? "Das Rabbeinu, the Mavish Shalosh Mechitzus Dvar Torah Kedim Karmelis." Did Dvar Torah? Because like Malkam Ptur, right? You can carry in them. You can carry from there to anyone else, right? That's what he says. The famous, right? Masha kosav kan din Torah l'shol mechitz shvut l'tatul look at him called Karmel l'shabolam k'mosh in his bar. Ah, if yasser shes ayochid with l'tatul b'kulo for his kishenu shes yom gemuro for lo shes yom tori yechai. So when he says over here in halacha beis, he means that he said halacha tes, as you said, Daniel. It means kir shes ayochid. So the word shes ayochid can mean kir shes ayochid. So it's like a mishnah. Halacha tes, he says kir. Halacha beis, he says tam rim. Without a cough. But it means kid. Okay, in a chanami. In both of them, you're allowed to carry. One is takah v'shus yagad d'loraisi chayef. It's two from shus harab. One you'll be put. I'm just trying to give a precedent. When you're discussing halacha yud, how can it be karmelis? In shus yagad, we already have a precedent, halacha beis. So says the Divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel. Says Divrei Yecheskel. You know why? The Rambam requires two losses. It's all pilpul in the Gemara, both say, what's the Gemara's kasha? Vavim Bebeis. Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis. What does Rashi say? The question is, what do you need tutlasses for? Right? Who needs tutlasses? One deles should be enough. Rashi, Chayavin Aleha, Vavim Bebeis. Amonilas deles, Asbihinon, Bechol Ayla, Vacha Katani, Osa deles Mikan. V'lechi v'korem mikan le'beis Hillel. Don't need two losses. Enough to have one delos. Why does Rambam require two losses? Very simple, says the Divrei Yecheskel. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. That's through a four mechitzis. Delos achas only gimel mechitzis. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. So it means that midoraisa delos real linol counts because it stops b'kias rabin. Midorabonim it counts as a mechitza as well. So Rashi is an avavah b'beis. Tosis says Akasha, Gimel Mechitzis is the Rishus HaYochid Midoraisa. So who needs two losses? According to the Rambam is Nicha. What is Rashi's sheet on this matter? Stiras and Rashi. Stiras and Rashi. Why? Rashi Yudbeis and Yudbeis says three Mechitzis is the Rishus HaYochid. But in Shabbos, Avavah is the Karmelis. He has to hold Rabbosai like the Magad Mishnah's compromise. Where's the compromise of the Magad Mishnah? It comes to three walls. Watch this. The compromise view. Where is it? You saw it before. Was it a test? The Yesh Mechalkin. Watch this. This probably could be Rashi also. Be Pesuach L'Shus Arabim, Le Pesuach L'Karmelus. It knocks down a notch. Three walls, Pesuach L'Shus Arabim, is the Karmelus. Three walls, Pesuach L'Karmelus, is the Rishus HaYochid. That answers the Stira in the two Rashis, Rabosai. It's two Rashis. Where else do you see this? Where else do you see this? And the Rashba. You had a Rashba before somewhere? Where was Rashba? You lost it? Did I show a Rashba before? Oh, Chidush Yarash. Okay, I want to get a different daf. How do I do that? Plus? Tess. Plus, if I do enough pluses, or I just go straight down? Go back to the Rashba. Alright, I thought I'd save some time. Whoa. How come the Rashba's not up here? No. Starting again. I'm going to start from scratch. Okay. Everything. The Rashba is exactly this teretz. It depends where it's going. Daf Tess. Lamed Aleph. Rashba, looking at Rashba. Bakom, da 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 da. Watch this. Ulai nomad, I feel yesh l'shalosh mechitzis, kevin shupasuch l'shus harabim, karmelisi. Karmelisi. Okay? But it's pasuch l'shus the karmelis, that's l'shus hayochid. That's the thing. Rashi, etc., etc. So you see beferish in the Rashba. The Magen Mishnah quoted. He's quoting from his Rebbe, from the Rashba. Fine. What's the lumdus, Rebbe Osai? The lumdus is the lumdus of the Magen Mishnah. Where was the Magen Mishnah before? Watch this. Okay, watch. Watch what's going on over here. Harashbazal, the Magen Mishnah quotes Harashba. What did the Rashba say? What did the Rashba say? The Rashba says, the lumpness is as follows. Digle Midbar was Pasuach B'chol Shah. Always open. Always open. Okay? What if it's not always open? No. Losses Nulos Balaila. Right? There's a Rashi. Take a look on Rashi Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. I'm going to say open up. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi discusses it over here. This issue. This chayav and aleha the ear shall rabbi me the 8 lines 7 lines up shuchlus and harbe boin law aval achshu the dasasan was lanolos lavish to rabbim sheena kedigle midbar shu derech pasuach kol shah. It becomes like it came to a karmelis as I stand Rashi kufal and up towards the bottom, and that's what he says over here as well in the Magen Mishnah Perek Yitzayin halacha yud. He says of it as follows that if you close it, yeah, even from one side. The whole v'yesh is a delis singular. The delis balayla. V'cholsemes yes ovim shem balayla. And the shtiram ad chal lashon of the Rashba. One should be enough, right? They can come through, but they get stuck. They can't go through. They can get in. They can't get out. The midbar, they were able to get in and out. Ad kan Rashba. Presumably based a little bit on Rashi. On Rashi. However, the Debbie Yecheskel says that according to Rashi, you may need two, because if you go through one way, it's Pasuach Kol Shor from one side, so you need to have two doors. Two doors. So he suggests. So the Gemara's Kashan of Avam Beis is about two doors versus one door. Right? That's what Rashi says. Two doors versus one door. So what's he saying? You don't have to close the door to knock out Rishon Sarab. No. The possibility, Rabosai, says Divya Cheskel, the possibility of closing the door with royal linos enough, it's not Mosul the Rabim, it's not like the Glei Midbar, it's not a Rishon Sarab. The rice. As the Gemara said, Nachav Beis and Midbeis. That's the whole Gemara, Chav Beis and Beis before the Mishnah. Kolecha de Nichat HaShmishti Mesor L'Rabim, otherwise lo Mesor L'Yochid, Mesor L'Yochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim Dor Raisa. That's what it says. That's what it says. The Ritva says, Anaf Nun Tesim Nav, Yerush L'Yochid, Rambam Nama Vala Mechitza, because they can't get in. I leave it open. Rockefeller, what's it called? Rockefeller Center, what's it called? They lock it once a year, right? They still do that? Belongs to the Rockefeller family. They let the Gans of America go in there. Once a year, they close it up. Can't get it. They want to exercise their violence over it. Okay? Fine? Fine. Now, so Divya Chesla tries his hand on the Rambam, but he gets stuck. He gives Mr. Torachian because the Rambam passed the Garbonim. I'm not going to tell you what he says. He gives a terrace based on what he said. So therefore, my next to the last terrace is by Reb Simcha Zissel Broider. Zeicher Tzadik Levracha. Who wrote the Biurim on the Meiri, and in the back, he has his own, a lot of his Shtik Lech Torah, Simen Chavav, has the following suggestion. Adela Saruya Lino knocked it down from Rishon Sarabim to a Karmelis. Not Nim Sarabim Kol Shor. However, he says, it's not a Mechitza at all. If you chesed, it's Pilpli, it's Yechol Mechitza. Not a Mechitza at all. Not a Mechitza. Oh. That's Ruya Lino. But Delas Han and Elas Balaila is a Mechitza Mamsh. Where do you get this from? A Tosis of Bezim and Beis of all places. Look at Bezim and Beis. Take a look. Bezim and Beis. Ela Meata Lo Tehane Le Tzuras HaPesach. Ava Lo Tehane Le Dlosis Lo Parach. The Pshita. The whole of Is Le Dlosis Vein in Olos David ke mechitza ma'al yisah. Okay? Dlosis l'nol is the mechitza ma'al yisah. Ruyas l'nol is not. However, he goes further. The din of dlosis or ruyas l'nol, that it knocks it down from a shesarabim to a karmelis, he suggests, is only according to the rabbona. Rabbi Yehuda requires, as a proshim from the Gemara, that's what he says. Fine. Still shver. According to Rav Broida, comes out that the Rabbanan and the Rav Yehuda are arguing about two separate things. We always said they're arguing about only one thing. Whether what? Whether Rabbanan Mevatla Mechitzta or not Mevatla Mechitzta. According to him, no. There's another shaila they have. One, are Rabbi Mechatz and Mechitza Gemura, Mevatan, such as Pasi B'Ros? And two, the Losos, the Ruyos, Lino, which are not Mechitzas, he says. Do they achieve that the place that they surround is not Rishon Sarabim, but Nim Sarabim? It's another Machlekes between the two of them. Where do you find two Machlekes? Where do you find two Machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda? I haven't found it anywhere. Never heard of it. Beyond that, if the whole point is to stop Rabbim from going through, I would say logically, that one door should be enough. They can't go through. They can't go through. Why do you need two losses? Yes, losses and all losses are mechitza mamash, you need two, according to Rabbim, only four mechitza mishu sayach. But real sinol, according to Rabbi Reuter, it's not a mechitza at all. All that it accomplishes is what? Stopping the Rabbim from going through. If you put it there, it should be good enough on one side. Beyond that, the svara they both have, Rav Broida and the Divya Cheskel, Delas Aruya Lino, it's not Mukov Mechitza, right? It's not like Mosul Rabim. Why should that be so? Rashi, the Rashi said it, if it's Nulas Balayla Mamish. Who cares that you could have closed it?
You know what? I could also build a wall. Who cares? Who cares? I've given you all the printed teruz that I saw in the Rambam. I'm going to give you my teruz. This is all the lead up to my teruz. My teruz is the Chiddush Gadol. You can reject it if you want. I won't take offense. It's a tremendous machlokes. What if you have a situation of a deles without a tzuras apesach? In Europe, it was lemaisa mamash. The goyim wouldn't let him build tzuras apesach. That happened to be in the New York area, as we know. They made a deles. So the Chazon Ish has a whole siman devoted to what criticized a sefer called the Shaarei Tzion by the Rav of Bilsk, something like Bilsk, I don't know how you pronounce exactly the name, from Lithuania. It was a big Talmud Chacham. He says that he was making the Shaila, and the Chazon Ish attacks it. You should know that the more famous tshuva before that was the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer also says, Rabbi Kiva Engel also says, that Delos is enough. Chazon Ish can't believe it. There's nothing there. What do you mean it's a mechitza? There's nothing there. If there's nothing there, there's nothing there. How can you call it a mechitza if there's nothing there? He doesn't understand it at all. He can't believe it. He brings an offer to Tosefta, Perek Zayin Halachates. Let's turn to the back. An offer to Tosefta, Chazon Ish quotes. Perek Zayin and Erevin Halachates. What does it say? Hechziru psachim lemkoman. Toward the end, chazul isura. He understands it to mean that there's no longer any kind of tzuras of Pesach, even though there are dulasas haruyas lino. Doesn't make a difference. Chazul isuran goes back to becoming asur, prohibited. And he considered the mefurish tosefta. That's what he quotes. However, if you look at the bottom, look in the Mora de Masnisa. You all have it. What does he say? Chazul Yisura. Afavilo Rambam Damar Shisarab Ruyos Leno Afgad Lo Lo. Hacha. Ki Adrinu Le Karkifon Leker Bishisarabim Afilo Heker Deles Vigar Malachi Mikara. Oh no. He made it in a way that the Deles is not even visible there. It's not considered to be a real Leno either. Like it disappeared completely. That's why it's no good. But if it would be visible, it would be okay. All the rest of the kashas that the Chazon Ish has against these Shaarei Tzion are all from Hilchos Mezuzah. You look it up. Chazon Ish is in Siman Ayin Ches. All from Mezuzah. 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 Mezuzah is different. You need a Pesach Davka, of course. Shabbos enough to have any mechitza. And the Del is like a mechitza. Let's look at Rabbi Onizen. See, how do you interpret him? On his parish on the Vavim and Aleph. Give a look. Rabbeinu Yonason in his parish on the Vavim and Aleph. Vitzarachi and Godel, it's page Dalet in the New Gemaras, Beza and Aleph in the Old Gemaras, right before Vahu Mavu. Vitzarachi and Godel, an unusual language to find in the Rishon. Heichi ma'arva b'dlosos levadon. Kevin Shanikra Carmelis, the Chiere Mapilla Mikarmelis, Avalim Bonalo Amud Mikan, Bishne Roshi Amavi, Evshalom the Marva, the Havalik Chos, the Shesh Arba Bechitis, over the losses Nulos Balailo. What does it mean? Tzuras HaPesach, no? So it means Tzuras HaPesach. Where do you get that expression of Amud Mikan? Unusual expression. Look at the Mishnah, in the Mishnah. The very beginning, in the Mishnah. Mamash in the Mishnah, it's on page Aleph in our print, where the Mishnah says, Yesh, Tzuras HaPesach, etc. So what does that mean, Tzuras HaPesach? Says the Rabbeinu Yonason, in describing it, somewhere here you'll see the expression of Amud Mikan, Amud Mikan. It's supposed to be here. Okay. Do you have a new print or old print? New print, right. Suras HaPesach, Shehu, thank you. Amud Mikan, Vamud Mikan. Right after Arocha Miyasi Yemayit. Obviously, he means it's Suras HaPesach. Nu. You get an impression that he's like the Chazanish, Bechada, Upolagale Bechada. What does it mean? Deles Nenelas Valayla is not a Mechitza. And if it's not a Mechitza Yochid, if it's open. But he says, through the Deles, it becomes a Karmelis. It's a Karmelis. Not that it's a, right? Because what did it say before? Ryan Mikarmelis, Yushlaim Karmelis, da 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 da, then one Kufalaf. So there are three sheetahs of both sides. If you have a losses without Tzuras HaPesach, what is it? Chazesh Tzuras HaRabim, the Avnei Nezer, B'ki Reger, the Amor de Masnisa seems to say they all seem to hold Shari Tzion, all seems to hold this Tzuras HaYochid Mamish. I mean, no, it seems to have Karmelis. Avnei Nezer explains that the losses are Ruyas Linol are like a mechitza, and they are matter without Tzuras HaPesach. And that was his minig. Chazanish says that was the minig in Europe. He was fighting against the minig. And he says, the Rashba says that way. Let's take a look on the Rashba. We had a Rashba. We're back at the same page as before. Chidushi Arash, the first one. Love with dates. Let's see if we can find it. On both sides. Ooh. Not able to scan this quick enough to find it. If you look somewhere in this Rashba, Navava Mebeis, he seems to say that the Delos alone is good enough and there's no need for a Tzuras HaPesach in addition. Again, I don't want to take the time to scan. You'll see, if you look carefully, you will find it. I don't have the fancy Rashba left downstairs, but I wrote down the footnote number. 197. Look it up. 197 in the Rashba, you'll see that he says that. The problem is as follows. The Rashba paskins, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, that a mavim of foolish requires a delis haroi lino. Okay? How do you know? How do Rashba know to paskin the way? Rach posak, da-da-dum, halachik is Shmuel. Alright? What does Shmuel say, Rabosai? Shmuel says that you need a delis haroi lino. How do you know? Midishakli vitori kolhani amaroi bigamara hochalibe im sarach lino o ein sarach lino. There's a whole pilpul. Rabbi said you need sarach lino or ein sarach lino. This indicates that we paskin like him. Wait a second. Maybe we should say according to Avnei Nezer, it's enough to have Tzuras HaPesach. And the whole Shakli V'Tarya, Rabbi Osai, is in a case where there's no Tzuras HaPesach. That's how the Sfasemis knocks off the Raya of the Rabbeinu Chananel. In other words, not that you need Losses B'Davka. If you have no Tzuras HaPesach, there's a pilpul what it does has to be Nenelos now. But if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need it. Show the Sfasemis. Want to look inside? Okay. Look at Sfasemis. You get that? Whatever. Okay.
The Sagi Mitzvot of Pesach. Oh, so that's the Mitzvot of Pesach. Tzorach Lias Roli Lino. This is against Rabbi Nechanan. That's what he says. Amazing. So I saw in the Seva call, I don't think they have this one. I doubt it. Can't believe they have this one. But nah. I said, well, Das Koyen. From Rabbi Feivel Cohen, Shlita. He's world famous. What is from now? What is he from? But before he went into this field of Bari HaShulchan, when he's still a very young man, I think maybe it's his first Sefer, Das Kohen and Eru. Yeah. So he asked this Kasha, this Fasemis. And he answers, it was obvious to the Gemara that a Dela Saruya Lino is better than Tzuras HaPesach. And the fact that there's Mesafik, where the Ruya Lino works, proves that Tzuras HaPesach does not work. Mm-hmm. But there's a third sheet there, Rabbi Osa. And I want to show you. We saw before the Tosfos of Beis and Beis, where Tosfos said, this is very, very important, that a delis or an elis balayla is a mechitza malyusa. So the Devar Yecheskel and the Rav Broyden and the Miri both say the same thing. A delis on an elis balayla doesn't need a Tosfos of Pesach. It's a mechitza gemur. A delis haru'uyolino needs Tosfos of Pesach. You hear what's going on? That, I think, is Emes Lamita. It's a very viable sheet. A very viable sheet. Rav Moshe holds that way. Rav Moshe holds that way. We have Rav Moshe. This show was one line. I don't want to take too long. Shulah Dachroin. Igris Moshe. No. Rachaim Aleph. Part of the long tshuva about Manhattan. I need Anaf Gimel to find it for me.
Right there.
Anaf Gimel. Okay, he's discussing the bridges. You saw the new Maimon Kamos around? Is that the deal? Did it ever happen? Hopefully tomorrow we'll talk about the bridges. That's where Moshe's tshuva with Sugan Kol Gagas. Somewhere in the middle of this Anaf Gimel, and I hope you'll be able to find it quickly, he discusses about a case in which the Dlos and the Ulas are Ruyas Lino. It's right over here somewhere. Somewhere, if you can find it, you can find it. The Lash of Ramosha, oh, maybe this is it. He said that Losa Saruyos Lino, it makes no sense to consider them a mechitza. Is it in here? How long does Gimel go? Very long. I can't find it right now. Somewhere in here, he says that Ruyos Lino should be considered a mechitza. I meant to get to the end. I'm not finding it. I'm just trying to scan it quickly. But Moshe's lashon is that if it's not closed at night, it's just it could be closed. Ruyos Lino, he says, Ein svara klal to consider a Ruyos Lino to be like a mechitza. Why should it be like a mechitza? Anybody? Finding it. It's too long for me to find. No. It's in here somewhere. I have Rav Moshe's Lashon written down verbatim. If you can find it, it'll be great. Rav Moshe's Lashon is, quote, Rav Moshe says, K'shem psuchos tamid ein shum tam lachshiv le mechitzis. Good. We're going to assume this way. We have Rav Moshe, Rav Simchas Yisrael Broida, the Devar Yecheskel, three Gedor Le'olam say the same thing. Again, Tosaf Bey says, Mechitza Nenelas Balayla is a Mechitza Gemura, Mechitza Mayasa. Comes out like this. Listen carefully. We had a steer in the Rambam. I want to get my own terrorist to the steer in the Rambam. I didn't see it in print. If you find somewhere else, you let me know. In Perek Yudalit, he requires Nulos Balayla.
That's an Ilchus Erevin. You know why? You know why? Simple reason. Simple reason. There's no Tzuras HaPesach. Because Roy Lino without Tzuras HaPesach is zero. Z-E-R-O. Spell zero. It's nothing. Not much zero. Perigazayin is a Tzuras HaPesach. I'm redak lush. You almost took my whole shiur away from me before. That's why I stopped in the middle of the sentence. Perek Yudzayin Alocha Yud. Look what he says. Medagin the Lashonis. You can see I'm right or wrong. Look elsewhere around me. Has the same lashon. What does he say? He says, Losses Mikan, Losses Mikan, V'Achakach. What's this Achakach? What's the next word? What's that word? Yasa or Yayosa? Yayosa or Yasa?
I
want to read it as Yasa.
That's what I was going
to
say.
So you're going to say, what's he going to do afterwards?
Something else.
What?
I guess
it's a special. Oh! That's what he's going to say. Yes! That's exactly what I wanted to say. Achakach Yasa means Tzuras HaPesach. So that the reason why he says over here that Ruyos Lino is enough, because Achakach Yasa Rosh HaSayach, and how? But the combination of Losses Aruyos Lino and Tzuras HaPesach. And who ever heard of Tzuras HaPesach? We mentioned Tzuras HaPesach before, right? Tzuras HaPesach Mikan. There he quoted by Mavim Befulish. It's enough to have Tzuras HaPesach alone. Halacha Gimel. Which is Hayachid itself, Halacha Yud. Which the Rabbi itself, Halacha Yud. You have to have two losses, Nerus Lino, and the Tzuras HaPesach. Now all the questions are answered. Delas Ruyo Lino with Tzuras HaPesach as a Mechitza. That's why you need Delas Mikam and Delas Mikam to create four Mechitzes with Tzuras HaPesach. Very dick. Despite that fact, yes?
Why didn't he give that example back to Dallas?
Can't answer. You Dalit. There he says, you need Dulosus Nunulos. Why? Because maybe he hasn't got the Tzuras HaPesach yet. You have to look at Rambam from the beginning. Where does he start? That's right. Perek Dalet is the very beginning. That's the opening line in Hilchos Totso. Okay, so he said, you have a good cash. You'll want to know why you Dalet design different things, what's in between. You'll let me know tomorrow. What do you think? Look at the whole Begadol. But in your Dalet, he hasn't mentioned Tzuras HaPesach yet at all. So you had to say it with the Losses and Nulos. You design, you're ready to talk about Tzuras HaPesach. Oh! I really know Tzuras HaPesach, Rabosai. Meridik. Notwithstanding that fact, Kodav Yehuda, Osi Rabba Mevavat Mechitza. Doesn't help. Pasi Biros, Shame Dal Mechitza doesn't make a difference to Rabbi Yehuda. Would knock it out. Kodav Rabbana not. It's only one machloikas between them, not two. The machloikas is Osi Rabba Mevavat Mechitza, or Lo Osi Rabba Mevavat Mechitza. That's the only machloikas. Delas really know. Is not called a nimitz of the yachid. No, neulos yes, ruulos not. It's open all the time. It's open all the time because they decided to keep it open all the time, all day, all night, all year. Forget about it. Delas nulavalayas is better than ruling it twice over. Why twice over? One, it's a mechitza by itself. That's towards a pesach. And number two, rabbi manapa vatlit. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Not open all the time to the Rabbi. As Rashi said, the Kofal, but the Rashi Davov. It's Meredith. This, I believe, is the correct shot the Rabbi to answer to Steve. That's my sheet. You can take it, you can leave it. That's my sheet. How does it affect us in real life? You have a few more minutes? I can go a few more minutes? Just a few more minutes. Because I want to start the story with the Gesher tomorrow if I can. Rabbosai, take a look at the Bir Alocha. Shin Samach Dalet Siv Beis. If we can't finish this part today, we'll finish it tomorrow. I want to make a haschalah. Shin Samach Dalet Siv Beis. We should surround him at some in the terrace of the bedlosses. Who should in allos balayla? The Yeshom in the Rambam. Afal pish in the nose. Afal torch she ruis the noel. This is the machlokas Rambam against the other Rishonim found in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Shem Hayim Shukos, be offer him a fat house and a tag of Mashiri was the Achash also lot taken the losses, Hashuva, Kula Kachatzerecha, they move a sense we can take on. Says the Bialoch of the Achash also, he never will be Sivze, the Mishusaram void losses the Chulian. Will there come I said Sarah Lino, Lavochi also the Talta with the Rice, the Bas Rice, the Bruce Lino. Kosha Minik Aholam, Shemistab, give it to us at Pesach, Mishusarabim, Yudavam, Mafush Alashar. Shishim Ribbon is Shver of Ard, we saw earlier. Vahanochon, why says with the word Hanochon? The song can Ashida Saramba, the Pasuk Rabba Lazar, Lo Osiyabba Bavat Le Mechis, as the Rashba said Beferish, we saw before. Uladi Day, Bavarim in Atorah Sagi Betsura Sa Pesach. Yeah? Yeah? The loss is a real sin is enough. He extends it and says, that Tzuras HaPesach alone would also be enough. Why? It's a Mechitza Gemur Medaraisa. It's called Shem Dal Mechitzas. Which is Yochel the Rabbanon. From the Rabbanon require Royal Lino. This is the Be'alachas Pshat. The Rabbanon require Royal Lino. Now, the question is, well, let's just say a little further than Be'alacha. That's Medaraisa. Lo nishna l'kiyim isa de rabbanon diyesh gam de rabbalazel ad losses, as the Rambam himself says, uvazeh shal yesh this from shishim ribo, and knock it down to a rabbanon. What's knock it down to rabbanon? Kivulah shishim ribo, you don't require the losses. So the Pesach is actually enough mamsh, not just enough to knock it down. That's what he says over here in Be'alach. I don't want to go to, let me just show you one more Be'alach. Shin samach veiz sif yud. Primagodin is stopping. Besimin shin samer gimel. Betruas apesach shall dalin kondisin. Have a mechitza dvar Torah. Will the chayav azor by Rishus Arabim? Oh no. Truas apesach mahani raklahatir karmelis. Or pirtsu yesim yud. Timin ha Torah have a mechitza. Meshamochi mani truas apesach ayin shah. Says the Bialocha. Wait a second. Rambam. He says, "Ein mokar." Just skipping some lines. "Ein shemokar de mechitza medaraisa are de dalat kundes." According to the Rambam, there's no mokar that it works. Wait a second. In Siman Shin Samach Dal, he just said, "Class relies upon the Rambam." It's obvious according to the Rambam that what Tzuras HaPesach works on the level of daraisa, and lust only required at a level of what of the Rabbanon. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe. Reb Chaim said, Tzuras HaPesach works to make it into a caramelis, not into a Rishus HaYoch. That could be Pshat. It works to make caramelis. That's what he says in Shin Samach Dalet. Here to make a Rishus HaYochid, maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it doesn't work. Let's take a look at Rabos in Rambam. Where's a few more minutes? Where's the Rambam? Rambam's. Just another minute. Perek Tezayin Rabosai, Halacha Tezayin. Okay, Imhoya Eser Amis, it's Kepesach. Imhoya Lepir Tzu, more than 10 Amis. Suras HaPesach, Abishu Osem Yeser, Einem Avsedes Amachitza. Bombshell, gentlemen. Any Sfarim in the room? The Rambam learns Poros Ruba Lomeid Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. What? All the Erevin Ketmo Rasha won't work. Tiny little place. That's right. According to the Rambam, it doesn't work. Pashtus. Magad Mishnah.
all. Magad Mishnah. Loi parts from Roman. Dato Zal. Shibu yesem yesem towards a Pesach. Ki yesem lo towards a Pesach. Ma esem a Pesach. Amru ba Roman. Ma esem parts from Roman. Lo. Af yesem yesem. It's a Pesach parts from Roman. Lo. Adi Gemon daf Yud Aleph. Doesn't sound that way. He gets out of it. Pashas Abraisis. Zel Dato. Amazing. Unbelievable. Teres and Rashi say no. Tzuras haPesach. Parts from Malom and Barba Mechitzas Bekulon Tzuras haPesach. Harein ki omdin. Da. After that's Rabbeinu Yesh Tzuras haPesach will be left in parts from Malom. When? Beruach Shlishis. Perig Yud Zayin. Hech Shemavui. Mefulish. Tzuras haPesach. Here. The whole Ruach. That's another second answer to the Bialach. If in Shin Samach Beis. There's no right from the Rambam that's going to work. It's on all four sides. Ayin Shin Samach Dal is referring to two sides. But this teres of the Magad Mishnah, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tez Zayin, Rabosai. Oh. That's another way to emphasize. So according to the Rambam, what do you see? Suras HaPesach B'Pashtus works in some cases with the Raisim. At least with Tuksalim. That being the case, it should come out that if you have the classical case of two walls and a Tzuras HaPesach on either side, that the entire din of Tlosses is mid Rabbanim, as we saw B'Yaloch. That's why Klal Yisrael relies on Shishim Ribo. Once you get to the Rambam, that the whole need for Tlosses to Rios Lino, once you have Tzuras HaPesach on two sides, is mid Rabbanim. I'm not sure what kind of air of the B'Yaloch is talking about. If he's talking about a case with all four sides, and then he sells himself from Shin Samach Beis to Shin Samach Dalet. Well, I said the first answer comes to Carmelis. That's the question. This is a serious question. A serious question. If Tzuras HaPesach is not Shem Dal Mechitzis, you have a big problem. Then how can the Tzuras HaPesach help? The whole vort that the B'Yaloch had Shin Samach Dalet is a problem. Unless you say as follows. Yerushalayim, may have been a case, Rabbi Osai, where there was no Tzuras HaPesach. Tosis there was, maybe there was not. That's why you have to have Tlosos Ninos. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, listen carefully. There's a big fight. Delas Haril Lino. Must it be a real Mechitza or not? Abdenezer says, absolutely yes. Has to be when they had all these problems, if I have a chance, I'll tell you a story tomorrow about Dallas. If you remind me to start with stories tomorrow. They pulled it across, but if they pulled it across, it was more than three tefachim above the ground. It's not a good mechitza. Who cares? It stops the rabbin. The rabbin's not going to crawl under three tefachim. But if it has to be a real mechitza, then it's not going to be any good. The river they once had a chain across the street. I'll tell you that's a great story about the chain one day. It wouldn't work. Or the Henry Hudson Toll, which goes across, it stops from going in. I'll tell you a story tomorrow, remind me. It wouldn't work. According to the Chazon Ish, you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach as a Mechitza. And the Delos only stops Bekiyas Rabbim. You don't need all Dina Mechitza. According to the Rambam, according to Rav Simcha Zissel, who said, the Delos real Lino is like Nimsa Liyachid. It's not a Mechitza. According to what we said now, the off version, it only works by Nilos Balayla, according to my own Teretz. Therefore, Rabosai, it seems to me, according to my Teretz, I have to be honest with you, the loss of the real Lino is not going to really help you much. And those Balayla are not feasible. Therefore, in Riverdale, we once had a Psadelis one place, no longer. And remember, tomorrow I'm late. I'll tell you the stories about our fascinating escapades with the losses. I'll say tomorrow I'll just tell you stories about losses, and we'll start the story about Kolgagos with the story of the bridges. It's a very serious matter as well. Okay?